from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Okay, this from the Hollywood Reporter. After months, if not years, of development, David O. Russell's Madden is nearing the end zone.
I just didn't know we needed a movie about John Madden.
Well, do we need a lot of movies? No. But sometimes they're great.
Sure. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of the last time I saw a movie about someone that I was like, what? And then it turned out to be really good. Like, most of them are music. Like, they do this with musicians.
What?
And I will say this, the musician ones, I think more often than not turn out to be great. And you always win an Oscar for them, even though they're never accurate. But the Johnny Cash one, Phoenix, fantastic. The Ray Charles one, one of the best performances you'll ever see. Jamie Foxx won an Oscar. Rami Malek did Freddie Mercury in Bohemian Rhapsody, won an Oscar for it, phenomenal. There's some really, really good musical ones.
So Amazon MGM Studios has a dramatic look at the sports and video game legend John Madden.
Are we going to have a big scene where he puts his name behind a video game?
And they have cast this man to play him. Do you have any other guesses before I reveal?
I was just trying to think of other large...
John Goodman, no.
See, the John Goodman... You got to admit, the John Goodman one...
That'd be good.
Would have been great.
Yeah. Seems it, but I don't know. Again, Look, I'm not saying casting directors are always spot on, but I love how people just sit in their on their couches and think that they can cast a movie and be good at it.
Well,
like, dude,
I'm just thinking of...
There's a lot more that goes into it than those people know.
What about, like, Jonathan Lithgow? Because he's, like, 6'4", 6'5". Because Madden was never small. Even when he was a coach, I'm not saying he was like a huge fat guy, but he was a large man.
Somebody in the Vancouver 4 text line said Ed O'Neill. I think that would be pretty
solid.
Oh,
that would be
That's
really good.
Good.
Yeah. And Ed played college football like Youngstown State or
Big
whatever.
Big Ed.
Yeah.
It is not Ed O'Neill.
Oh, that's a good
no.
The answer as to who will play the great John Madden is...
Kate Blanchett.
Are you ready? Kate
Blanchett. Yes, you got it. Oh, Vince Vaughn. Not Vince Vaughn.
Nope.
You big guy.
Nice last second guess. Nicolas Cage. Not even kidding.
Can I just Google Nick Cage Madden?
Not even kidding.
What?
Nicolas Cage will portray John Madden, the storied football coach and sports commentator, in a drama to be directed by Russell, the filmmaker behind Silver Linings Playbook and American Hustle.
Nick.
This says this is not a biopic of the man in the typical way, nor a sports drama, a genre Russell took on with boxing movie The Fighter. Rather, Madden is in part, according to sources, a video game movie. It's the origin story of Madden NFL, one of the biggest video game franchises of all time.
Huh. Boy, that's a big-time actor. You going to make a movie about a video game? Like, boy, that's interesting. By the way, when I Googled Madden movie, the other one that popped up that people were saying I guess, was rumored, and I didn't know any of this. I guess they said Will Ferrell was supposed to play him.
Hugh Jackman as well, they said.
Will Ferrell would have been a very, very good John Madden. I could 100% see that.
That's compelling.
Or maybe John C. Reilly, if you want to go with another one. I thought John C. Reilly was great as Dr. Buss in the Showtime, the Lakers series. Nick Cage.
Nick Cage.
Boy,
your guy.
I love me some Nick Cage, but my brain is having a hard time
computing
that.
Here's what Russell said about it. He said, Nicolas Cage, one of our greatest and most original actors, will portray the best of the American spirit of originality, fun, and determination in which anything is possible as beloved national legend John Madden. Together with the ferocious style, focus, and inspired individualism of Al Davis, owner of the underdog Oakland Raiders, the feature will be about the joy, humanity, and genius that was John Madden in a wildly inventive, cool world of the 70s. So it is young John Madden.
Young John Madden.
And I could see Cage doing that well. He just doesn't look a lot like him, but he's a good actor. He knows what he's doing.
And they'll do it. They'll put on a wig and, you know, they'll put a few pounds on him. And more importantly, I want to know who's playing Al Davis.
Probably Jerry Jones, right?
Well, no, because this would be, if this is in the 70s, this would be like relatively young Al Davis. I mean, he still looked horrible, but we'd get like...
You get like an Adrian Brody, who was also in the Lakers thing.
Yeah, this isn't going to be like... I was originally, because I would say there's only one man to do it now, and that's Clint Eastwood, who looks like absolute death.
Yeah, he'd be the good late stage.
He'd be a great late stage, but you got to get like a... So in the 70s, he would have been probably in his 50s.
But Barry Pepper looks like Al Davis.
Okay, I could see that. I could see old Saving Private Ryan Pepper. Because that's what I want to see. No offense to Nick Cage.
You know how old Clint Eastwood is now?
He's got to be like 90, right?
94.
Yeah. And I think he's still working.
He's like directing a movie right now, isn't he?
And it looks... I mean, he looks... I mean, he's 94, for God's sakes. But he looks every bit 94. Like, if you saw Clint Eastwood, you would be like, you're not dead yet? And yet, how about kudos to Clint Eastwood for... hiking up his britches and his Depends to his nipples and then going out and still working. I mean, that's awesome. Well, you know, if you ever met a 94-year-old, it can be rough. I went over to my buddy's house for his grandma's, I want to say it was her 91st or 92nd birthday. And it was like the UPS guy. I just felt bad for her. She was in a wheelchair. I don't think she knew what was really going around. It was bad. They were putting like hats on her, and like kids were running. It was bad. I just sat there and was like, this feels wrong. I've never been to a more awkward birthday party. I was like,
Up next, Matthew Perry has risen from the dead. It's a stunner.
Yeah.
Here's Buck.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.